أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا أولئك الذين لعنهم الله ومن يلعن الله فلن تجد له نصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 51 and 52 of Surah An-Nisa. In the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had come to Madinah Tayyibah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had signed a peace treaty with the Yahud of Madinah Munawwara, and notwithstanding that peace treaty, and the clause of that peace treaty was that if there is any attack on Madinah Munawwara, then all together will defend the city and no one will assist anyone else on an attack on Madinah Munawwara. But notwithstanding this peace treaty that was signed, two of the leaders from Madinah Munawwara, Huwai bin Akhtab and Ka'b bin Ashraf, travels to Makkah Mukarramah to muster support against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they being people of the book, people of the Torah, when they came to Makkah Mukarramah, obviously there was some suspicion about any alliance with the kuffar of Makkah, because the kuffar had felt that these people were the people of the book and they ought to have been closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam than the mushrikeen themselves. So number one, the mushrikeen said to them that if you have any alliance with us or any intention of an alliance with us, then you ought to make sajda and prostrate to our idols, which they did. Secondly, they asked them the question that who is closer insofar as deen is concerned, insofar as the way of life is concerned, guidance is concerned, are we closer or is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam closer to hidayat and more guided? So these two asked the Quraysh, what is your way of life? So they responded that we make hajj, we slaughter and sacrifice animals, and then we give out the milk of these animals also in charity. When the hujjaj come, we give them their water, we are hospitable, we are good to our families, to our relatives. And they began to mention some of the good deeds. Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a person that denied the religion of his forefather, and he broke off family ties by doing all of this. So these two responded that you are on a greater guidance, you are more guided than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they had this confidence in them, and then they decided that they, the Quraysh of Makkah and the Yahud together, would go to Baytullah, and holding hands together, they would now form this alliance and this treaty between them against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which eventually then materialized in the form of Al-Ahzab, the battle of the trench. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, that do you not see those people who had been given a portion of the book? يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ, they believed in Jibt and Taghut. Jibt and Taghut in originality were the names of the two idols to which these people had prostrated, but then it was used also in Arabic for the names of all idols. Jibt was used for the names of any other idol that was worshipped amongst them, and Taghut was used For generally, Taghut actually refers to a person that is arrogant, and it was also used for shaitan and all falsehood. So they had acknowledged it, and hence by acknowledging it, by prostrating, it was a form of believing in this jibt and taghut. وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and they said regarding those who had disbelieved, هَؤُلَاهِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا, that they are more guided than those who had brought iman insofar as their way of life is concerned. So on the one hand, they had sold their very own iman, that they had generally believed in tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had shunned all of that in prostrating to these idols. Number two, they had known about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They had known about the Quran. They had known that Islam was the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But notwithstanding all of that, they had lied so blatantly with regards to the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they had given this verdict that the polytheists, the mushrikeen, are closer and they are more guided than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed. La'anat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the expulsion of Allah from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now removed them, and Allah ta'ala has kept them far from the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And of course, when a person does not have the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter, such a person is doomed, and such a person will never find any kind of solace, any kind of success whatsoever, because this was an open declaration against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a declaration of war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a declaration of war against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهِ, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا, then you will not find any helper for such an individual, not in this world, not in the hereafter. The whole world can come together, but they will never find any single person to assist them out of the la'nat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Yes, unless they turn away from all of these ill deeds, they turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and they make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.